Hello? Oh, here goes goodbye.
Hi, it's Bella from Family First Home Care, returning your call.
How you doing, Bella? This is Drea returning your call. You were calling about setting up Ishmael, you said?
Ishmael, right. Actually, but I just recognized that I see he's already in our system. You are working already, right?
No.
I see he's signing up, and Amani's signing up, and with Monica signing you up.
Yeah. So they're already signing up, but...
I guess it's just a duplicate. It came in again. I guess they said
no, there's two... Okay, I have two Ishmaels. I have an Ishmael Fuentes, and I have an Ishmael Franco Sereno. So Amani is going to have two clients with the same exact name. I mean, same exact first name.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same phone number, I guess.
For Amani, yes.
Yes. Let me see like that. So I got already in the system Ismael Fontes, and I guess you're now signing up Ismael Polanco, Sereno Polanco?
Yes, we're signing him up. I just got out of an assessment with his service coordinator.
Oh, got it. Okay, so do you want me to take down his basic information so I can have our intake team start working on that and get him enrolled?
He only speaks Spanish.
Okay, so do you have his basic information?
I do.
Okay, let me first log into his Medicaid account just to make sure that it's correct. So how do I spell his last name? Because it actually did not come up.
Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. Ishmael. His full name is Ishmael, Ismael. Middle name, Serrano. Polanco, Polanco.
Okay, and his date of birth is January 16, 1969?
Correct.
Let me see why it doesn't come up.
And hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Does he have Medicaid already?
Medicaid, yes. He gets food stamps only.
Do you have maybe his Medicaid ID? Because it doesn't come up with his name.
No. I got maybe his social.
Maybe that will work. Do you want to give it to me?
That's only the last four. Give me 1 second. Okay. His social is 583.
Okay.
232237.
37. Let's see if it's going to work. Okay, it came up. So why didn't it show up before? I'm not sure. Okay, I do got it because his middle name was linked as his last name. There was some issues.
Okay, well.
Okay, but
yeah, that's probably
I got it.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so I see he has, what insurance does he have? Community Health Choices under...
UPMC.
UPMC, right. I see it right now. Perfect. Okay, do you know how many hours he's approved for?
No, he just had his assessment today.
He just had the assessment today, but I see he got already approved hours.
No, where? How many hours you see?
I'm not sure. It says that he's approved for home care services. Maybe not for the hours yet. They're still maybe evaluating the hours.
Correct. That's what's happening.
Okay, I'll have our intake specialist just check into that. It'll make sure everything gets fully set up so we can get the services started.
Okay, yes, and then you could just use me as the point of contact.
And are you Amani or are you just a family member?
No, I'm the friend of his. That's
you're a friend of his. And what's your first name, just so I have it?
Drea, D-R-E-A.
D-R-E-A?
Yep.
Got it. Okay, does he have the same address than the other patient or a different address?
Yeah. What is that, Grant Street?
Let's see what I have for him. 1 second. I have 2644 South Muffelt Street. Is it the same one or a different one?
Oh, then no, it's different.
Okay, what's the address for him?
His address is, hold on. 4433.
Okay.
North Grant Street.
How do I spell that?
The zip code is 19140.
19140. And in which city is that? Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Got it.
North Gratz, that's Gratz.
Tuesday, got it. Thank you. Any apartment for that?
No.
Okay, and should I put in this the only contact number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I think, just so you know, in Medicaid, it shows La Serrano, Polanco is the last name, that both names are the last name, and it's without
okay.
the O at the end. So if anytime anyone asks you, you should just know that.
Okay.
And let me put it in Amani's information as well, and she'll be the caregiver. So she's signing up right now, and once she's done, then she'll be ready for both caregivers.
Okay. Yeah, she said that she's going to email the results over to you guys today. She went and got her TB test read.
Oh, perfect. Sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Is there any minors in the house?
No.
No, perfect. Okay. I think we're all set for now. If you want, you can take down my direct line. And just expect one of our intake representatives will give you a call later today. Okay?
Sure. What's your number?
My number is 267.
Uh-huh. 551. Oh, the number you're calling on?
Yep. That one actually right. you called before. So you can just
745.
Give me a call anytime.
All right, I'll lock you in.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Okay. I think we're all set for now. And if you have any questions, just reach out. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.